Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. In 1962, and issued in September of that year, Duke Ellington made a trio record for United Artists. It was called Money Jungle. He chose Charles Mingus to play bass and Max Roach to play drums. We will hear the title tune, Money Jungle, and one also from Ellington, African Flower. Ellington, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach, September 1962, for United Artists Long Playing Records. The record's called Money Jungle, and that's the title tune, first tune we heard, by Ellington. And African Flower, also by him. There's actually three musics going on there. It's not that the bass and drums do the traditional bass and drums thing behind the piano. They're inventing as they go, as the next band. This is Ornette Coleman, 1959 for Atlantic Long Playing Records, The Shape of Jazz to Come. What Ornette did, first of all, he made a statement which was profound. He said, don't let the music play you. And that really gets into the whole essence of what art is about. Here are two beauties, masterpieces by him. He plays the alto saxophone, Donald Terry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Lonely Woman and Congeniality. Thank you. And it's interesting to me how advanced that was and how fresh it is even today. 1959 for Atlantic Records, Ornette Coleman. Lonely Woman and Congeniality, two pieces by him. He played the alto, Donald Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Incredible drumming there as well. I can't remember if Higgins was a student of Eddie Blackwell or vice versa. Nevertheless, two drummers to listen to. Ornette Coleman. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
The Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, featuring gift and specialty shops, fine dining, and a wide variety of overnight accommodations. Winthrop, on the scenic North Cascade Highway. There's more information at winthropwashington.net.
Now for a couple of vocalists. Arthur Prysock up first, on a Verve record he made with Count Basie in 1965. And Betty Carter, on a record she made for Roulette in 1969.
I could have told you she would hurt you. She'd love you a while and desert you. If only you'd ask, I could have told you so. I could have saved you some crying. Yes, I could have told you she was lying. But you were in love and you didn't want to know. I hear her now as I toss and turn and try to sleep. I hear her now making promises she'll never keep. And done with, she'll find someone new to have fun with. Through all of my tears, I could have told you so. Told you so.
Neither.
Dream about the night I spend with you. All through that day, I wish away the time until the time that I spend with you. Down falls the sun, I run to meet you. The evening mist melts away. Look at the beat.
Great vocalists in this art form. Arthur Prysock first with Count Basie, 1965 for Verve Records, and a composition by Jimmy Van Heusen, lyric by Carl Sigman, I Could Have Told You. The trombonist was Al Gray. Betty Carter, 1969 for Roulette Records. The name of the record is finally Betty Carter. The name of the composition, All Through the Day, written by Jerome Kern, lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II. As announced by Miss Carter, Norman Simmons at the piano, Lyle Atkinson bass, and Al Harwood playing the drums, Arthur Prysock, and Betty Carter right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Gambesi at the piano and his orchestra. 1952 for Clef, Long Playing Records. New Basie Blues, arranged by Nat Pierce for the band, with Basie featured on piano and Paul Quinichette on tenor saxophone. And Bootsy, Ernie Wilkins wrote it, they arranged it for the band. Quinichette again, Basie, of course. Henry Coker on trombone solo. Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor saxophone. Here's Anita O'Day.
In a dream for a moment, loved in a moonlight solitude, but I never knew at the moment love was just an interlude. I feel that your arms would enfold me, kiss of surrender set the mood. Heaven fell down when you told me love was just an interlude. The magic of love is too fast, too good to last. Magic, my heart once knew was drenched in blue. There's a night all around me, walk in the moonlight solitude, and I thought romance really found me, love was just an interlude.
I can't forget how two hearts made.
closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Anita O'Day singing for you, and arrangements by Marty Paich and his orchestra for Verve Long Playing Records in Los Angeles, 1958. Night in Tunisia, original title Interlude, written by Dizzy Gillespie, and Tenderly, written in 1946 by Walter Gross, lyric by Jack Lawrence. Anita O'Day. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, the service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. From his saxophone Colossus record for Prestige, here's Sonny Rollins. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins from his prestige album, Saxophone Colossus, done June 1956. St. Thomas, written by Rollins, and Blue Seven, also by him. He's on the tenor saxophone. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Doug Watkins on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Something else album that. Prestige, 1956. The name of the album again is Saxophone Colossus. Here's Quire, a vocal quartet, Q-U-I-R-E, RCA Victor long playing record in Paris, 1975.
Thank you. La 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 la
In Paris, Choir, Q-U-I-R-E, 1975 for RCA Victor Record, a vocal quartet with instrument accompaniment, and the leader is Christiane Legrand, who is the sister of Michel Legrand. And what they've done so beautifully, and a difficult process, I'm sure, is they've taken recordings, and exactly as they were issued, and scat sing, that is makeup sound of the recording. The first was Blue Rondo a la Turk by Dave Brubeck, as performed by the Brubeck Quartet. On Teach Me Tonight by Gene DePaul, as performed by Earl Garner on the piano in his Concert by the Sea album, Choir, 1975, for RCA Victor Long Playing Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And now, part request and part not. We're going to have a long set here, interrupted by me telling you who it is, of piano players. Here's Bill Evans.
Thank you.
First of several piano players for you, Bill Evans with Monty Budwig on bass and Shelly Mann on the drums, August 1962 for Verve. The name of the record is Empathy, and the composition with a song in my heart written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1929. John Lewis up next, 1957. Thank you. John Lewis at the piano for Atlantic Records, 1957, and on beautiful work on the drums with the brushes, Connie Kay. The composition, Harlequin, written by Lewis. From 1977, improvising artist's long-playing record, here's Sun Ra. Sun Ra at the piano, 1977, recorded by Improvising Artists Records. He played W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, Three Little Words, written by Harry Ruby, and Mrs. Waller's son Thomas, Honeysuckle Rose, Sun Ra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. From 1977 in Berkeley, for 1750 Arch Records, here's Art Landy. 1977 in Berkeley, California, for 1750 Arch Records, pianist Art Landy. Nice work if you can get it, written by George Gershwin, and Easy Living by Ralph Ranger, Art Landy. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... From Paris in 1971, Jackie Byard for Musica Records. And one he wrote called A Tribute to Jimmy Slide, one of the great dancers. And Gershwin's Our Love is Here to Stay, Jackie Byard. From 1955 now in Blue Note Records, Herbie Nichols. This goes out to my friend Buddy Catler, who plays in the band I play in on Thursday nights at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Seattle. And he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, a lot of piano players. He says, Nichols, Nichols. Herbie Nichols at the piano, 1955, with Al McKibben on bass and Art Blakey on the drums for Blue Note Records. Two compositions by Nichols, Dance Line and Blue Chopsticks. Herbie Nichols, May 1955, for Blue Note. What a wonderful organization that is. This one goes out for CLP, and it's Duke Ellington.
Mm-hmm. I've been around the world in a plane. Settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted. Still can't get started with you. Now on the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn wants me to star. Got a house, it's really a show place. Still can't get started with you. Now you're so supreme. Yes, lyrics I write of you. Dream both day and night of you. Scheme just for one little sight of you. Tell me, darling, what good does it do? Now when old J.P. bows, I just nod. My stepping stones are hearts that I've trod. Siamese twins I've parted. Can't get started with you. So supreme. Yes, lyrics I write of you, and I dream all day and every night all about you. Scheme just for one little sight of you. Tell me, darling, what good does it do? Now when old J.P. bows, I just nod. My stepping stones are hearts that I've trod. Telling you, Siamese twins I've parted. Still can't get started with you.
You left me a hoist from Texas, a house with installment steel, a letter with lots of X's, everything but you. You left me some beans from Boston, a bicycle built for two, a memory to get lost in, everything but you. Each day was so gay and so daring. I loved every breathtaking minute. How could I know I was sharing a kiss without a future in it? You left me a dream to room with, a coffee pot from Peru, a knife and a fork to spoon with. So gay, baby, I loved every minute. How could I know I was sharing kiss without a future in it. I've got me a dream to ruin. Well, I've got me a coffee pot from Peru. Yes, and I've got me a knife and a fork to spoon with. Everything but you. Everything but you.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra and his piano in Chicago, 1956. Laura by David Raxon, featuring tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez. I Can't Get Started by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin, featuring the singing of Ray Nance and the violin work of Ray Nance. Everything But You, written by Ellington, lyric by Don George, featuring the band vocalist Jimmy Grissom. For Bethlehem Records, Duke Ellington in Chicago, 1956. For all you drummers out there, whether you actually play the drums or would like to play the drums, always dreamt of playing the drums, do, are retired, or active, here's Ellington, 1952. Thank you. Duke Ellington right there with Louis Belson soloing on drums. Belson put that together with assistance by Ellington for Columbia 45 RPM, the original record of that. Skin Deep, as named by Belson. Something else. Imagine it's just one guy and a set of drums. Well, he has two bass drums. But, I mean, keeping it all going. And next thing he's going to do is with dishes, you know, going around the end of the stick. Oh, that's something. I remember when that came out, guys I knew that played drums just couldn't believe it. Ground the record down to nothing, went and got another one. Skin Deep. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
two of the independent bookstores in your community. The Snow Goose Bookstore in Stanwood and Epilogue Books in Ballard. These locally owned stores have knowledgeable staff members who love books themselves. A list of their recommendations is online at kplu.org. When you find yourself in your neighborhood bookstore, you'll find yourself a good book.
Thank you.
That was the Modern Jazz Quartet early on for them in Storyville, at the Storyville Club, excuse me, in Boston, 1952 for Fantasy Records. And, excuse me, I'm off on that. That's from 1954 for Prestige. And One Bass Hit was the first tune they did, written by bassist Oscar Pettiford and trumpet star Dizzy Gillespie. And the second, a haunting melody by John Lewis, who was well known for haunting melodies, called Milano. Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis at the piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums, not yet to be replaced by Connie Kay. Modern Jazz Quartet, December 1954, One Bass Hit, and Milano. Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond at Storyville Club in Boston, October 1952 for Fantasy Records. You're listening to 88.5. Oh, and that was Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Mm-hmm.